Chapter 23. May 9th of year 19. Eve.
Adam, you were here? What happened to you?
Eve whispers. She turns her brother's destroyed helmet in her hand. The lining is quite wet. Eve dips her index finger in the liquid, smells first, and then touches it to her tongue. It tastes salty, but not like seawater. It is sweat. That fact calms her a bit, because it tells her the helmet was not destroyed underwater. Adam must have been wearing it, so he lived until arriving here. That piece of news fills her with infinite gratitude. Somehow, he managed to survive icy cold and darkness and even enter the building where she is. He's one hell of a guy. She slams her fist against the pipe that crosses through the room, coming out of one wall and disappearing into the opposing one. There's a dull thud. The pipe is not empty. Then it must be filled with water. She walks alongside. Toward the middle, where the blood can be seen on the floor, the cover is missing for a length of 1.5 meters. Eve is so short she did not notice it earlier. Below this opened area, the pipe carries flowing water. She cautiously dips her hand into it and notices that it is warm. This liquid also tastes salty, but this time it is seawater, as it contains more than salt. It tastes of life. She concludes there must have been a connection from here to the ocean. That would be a good escape route, if she had her pressure suit and enough oxygen to swim for a few weeks under the ice sheet until she reached an ice-free zone. How did Adam make it all the way here? There's only one possible method. He must have found Valkyrie. So she has to find her brother, and then they can leave this place together. Yet there is a minor obstacle, that giant alien. And there is a huge problem, the thing hurtling toward this planet. In reality, it will be practically impossible to get out of here alive. Yet she cannot just give up, not when she is so close to a reunion with Adam. A rumbling and a scream shock her out of her musings. That must have come from obstacle number one. Eve looks around. The room offers no way of escape. She could try to hide inside the pipe, but without a breathing apparatus, she can't stay underwater for long. Unfortunately, Adam's equipment is damaged. She might as well face her problem right away. Trying to run away from the alien had been a stupid idea. The fact that it didn't kill her right away, though, indicates there might be a chance for building an understanding. She takes another look at Adam's suit before she turns around and marches upward, back along the corridor. From a distance, she can already see the alien. Is it lying still on the floor of the corridor? What happened here? Is it just sleeping? The closer she gets, the more obvious it becomes that a fight must have occurred. The alien's arms are strangely distorted. Its eyes are open. The creature lies directly in front of a side corridor, and it seems to be dead. Who killed it, though? She is scared. Then she notices the alien's weapon. She recognizes it as the thing that was aimed at her for quite some time. Eve picks it up. She saw how the alien had held it. The creature had reached for the button on the side. Could that be the trigger? She aims the muzzle back into the corridor and pushes the button. She only succeeds at the third try, using all her strength.
What are you doing there, Eve?
She whirls around. It is Marchenko's voice. It comes from a half-height, spider-like body with 4 long legs.
Is that you, Marchenko?
Yes, sure. Who else is it supposed to be? Eve moves closer to the entrance of the corridor. Where did Marchenko come from? He moves a bit closer to her.
Don't you want to say hello?
He seems strange to Eve. She cannot explain it, but there's something revolting in his voice. She is reminded of the witch in the fairy tale about Hansel and Gretel. That is how Marchenko spoke when he read that story.
Nice to have you here, she says.
I am glad to see you. Marchenko stops in front of her in such a way that she cannot look into the side corridor.
What's going on here?
Don't worry, Eve. I have incapacitated this thing. It can't hurt you anymore. The robot turns around and points at the alien with a front leg. You see? Eve uses this opportunity to squeeze past Marchenko. Then she utters a shrill scream. Adam is lying in the corridor, and he also isn't moving.
Marchenko, what did you do?
She aims the muzzle of the alien weapon at the robot. The alien attacked him. Marchenko replies. But don't worry. He is alive. He's just asleep. She takes a look at Adam.
but she does not find any injuries except for a well-treated wound on his head. She glances down at the weapon. If the alien had attacked Adam with this thing, he would look very different now. The creature slapped him with bare hands and threw him across the room. Adam was lucky not to suffer any serious internal injuries. Marchenko must have noticed when she glanced at the weapon. You cannot believe a word he is saying. Eve is startled when she hears this. This is also Marchenko's voice. It comes from an odd-shaped lump of metal at the far edge of the side corridor. That is Marchenko too, the four-legged robot explains. I managed to neutralize him earlier. He must have come here using Valkyrie. But he no longer poses a danger. I simply did not have the heart to kill him. You know that I am not a murderer. That does sound like her Marchenko. They let Marchenko too go away after the first fight. Should she believe him? Everything fits together so well. Yet she has to test him. You remember how we went separate ways? You just wanted to find another way to the control center? I haven't seen you since then. Why didn't you return earlier? Your memories must be all garbled, the robot answers. It was the cleaning mechanism that separated us. Don't you remember? That is true. Only the real Marchenko could know this. I told him earlier about what happened, the voice from the corridor says. It's just a cheap trick, the Marchenko in front of her says. He just wants to deceive you. He's probably right. Why should the real Marchenko tell the fake one what happened to him? He should have realized Marchenko too would use that to his advantage. Why don't we simply wake Adam? He can attest to what happened, the voice from the piece of scrap says. You know yourself he won't be able to do that. He did not watch us trade places. It would be too dangerous anyways. We will only awaken him when he is ready. The fact that you would endanger your son just to prove yourself right indicates who you really are. Eve is confused. Who traded places? We did not trade places, the voice from the corner says. That was your evil plan, but it did not happen. Eve sees the alien moving one of its arms from the corner of her eye. So it is not dead after all. She is glad, even if it does not make the situation any easier. The four-legged Marchenko also notices the alien awakening. You'd better hand its weapon over to me, he says. We have to eliminate this thing before it is fully awake, otherwise we don't stand a chance. Eve looks at the harpoon. The weapon does not look as if it could be switched to stun. Why don't you use the weapon you used to incapacitate the alien earlier? She asks. You don't have a clue. I have to recharge it first. The alien moves a second arm. It uses electricity? Eve asks. Yes, I used a full charge against the alien, but it still appears to have survived. Now I can't use this weapon for another 15 minutes.
You wanted to kill the extraterrestrial?
It attacked me. What was I supposed to do? Ask for mercy in a language the creature won't understand?
To me, the alien did not seem very aggressive. It even tried speaking our language.
But you still ran away, didn't you?
The extraterrestrial starts leaning on its arms. It is obviously trying to rise, but its strength fails and its arms buckle.
You really should give me the weapon now, the robot says. Or do you want to fire it yourself?
I will not shoot.
Then give me the weapon. Or do you want all of us to die?
Eve hears the Marchenko voice from the lump of metal.
Don't give it to him. He attacked the alien first.
You notice something? He wants us all to die, the robot answers.
The alien creature is trying once more to stand up.
If you don't hand me the weapon, I will have to knock you out, the robot threatens. My energy would be sufficient for that.
He starts to move his right foreleg.
Watch out,
Marchenko's voice warns her. No, Eve decides at this moment. The real Marchenko would not have tried to force her to give up her weapon. She is not going to wait until she gets knocked out, and they cannot pass up the chance to negotiate with the alien. She pushes the trigger button firmly just as she feels a sharp pain in her lower legs and is swept off her feet. Simultaneously, the strong recoil of the weapon throws her backward, away from the robot calling himself Marchenko and toward the giant frog who has just gotten up. She sees a flame shoot out of the robot body, and she feels something soft on her back as she is being caught. Her muscles twitch when the electric discharge of the whip hits. She can no longer move. And then her mind saves her from the worst pain by letting her drift into unconsciousness.